getting this cup of coffee take the whole thing right up. You'd really? Be peeing coffee for days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
First of all, congratulate. I mean, last time you were here, okay, the Goo Goo Dolls was doing good. This song was really starting to take off.
Yeah.
And now it's like, this song is so huge.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's like a big
song. I mean, it's really huge.
Yeah, I know.
Like, big song. Like, on all radio, you hear it in, like, I mean, everything. Top 40, all people,
Kmart,
everybody listens to this song.
Everywhere you
Is there
hear
a music
it.
Version of this song yet?
I'm waiting to hear it.
Because you
really,
know
really
you
like
are.
To. I'm waiting to hear it.
And the thing is, which I think I said last time, if you've never ever heard the Goo Goo Dolls, and the only song you've ever heard is Name, do you think that gives a great representation of what the band's all about?
No, definitely not. It's we've always written, like, you know, little ballads and that kind of thing on every record. But you know, if you bought this record, you'd see that we buried the song like halfway right in the middle of the CD. You know, and we didn't really figure it was going to be a hit. But you know, a lot of people sort of seemed to relate to it. You know, so it sort of took off, and that was an interesting piece of insight from Kevin Weatherly's point. I gotta shake his hand. You know, the guy changed my life, really, in one fell swoop, because we weren't going to go with Name, you know, as a single, and he started playing it, and then everybody started playing it. It's crazy. And then next thing, old Jed's a millionaire.
You making bucks yet?
No, I haven't seen a dime yet.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, I
You guys, man, then you're doing something wrong.
Next year. No, it's all tied up in that red tape, you know. It's like, it's trying to get money out of the record company is like trying to get a Social Security check.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But have you like, bought a present for yourself yet?
I bought myself a mountain bike. I just bought myself a mountain bike.
A mountain bike.
Yeah. And a computer.
And a computer.
And a computer.
Okay.
That was it.
And a condo to put the mountain bike and computer in.
Computer.
Let's go to some calls right now. Let's talk to old Vince calling from Chicago. Vince.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You calling from a car phone?
Yeah.
Oh, man. In Chicago?
Yeah.
How cold is it right now?
It's about 22 degrees.
22? Oh, it's fine.
Are you trapped in a snowbank, or are you actually driving?
No, I'm driving. It's not snowing out here at all. It's been actually pretty good lately. I have a comment on the first call you guys had tonight. I used the halls, and my girlfriend said she did not like it.
Oh. Wait. Oh.
What? What am I going to on hold? The guy's on a car phone. We lost reception, and
out.
Stay on
they
hold to listen
out,
to him.
But he was, what I heard him say was she didn't like it at all. Is that what you guys heard?
I heard
right.
him say, Ricky, you do a great job.
Right,
that's
right.
What I heard him
right.
say. I don't know about that's the rest.
I heard him say, kill, yeah, kill, right, right. kill.
So is that a variation on the Ice Cube thing, right? Sort of a,
that's what people are imagining.
Yeah, no, what to do with that? This is, you put ice cubes in your mouth when you're about to, when a woman will give you a hummer, and it's like, that goes against the whole purpose, doesn't it?
Wait a minute.
Ice
you,
makes
you,
it cold.
You put ice cubes in your mouth?
Yeah, you put an ice cube in your mouth and you lay back. No, she puts ice cubes in her mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
well, hold on. Let's talk to Jeanette while we're on the subject. Jeanette.
Hi.
You're on Loveline.
Yes, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I heard that first call about the girl asking about the halls.
Right.
And I just want to say that my experience, it was totally fantastic.
It was good. Right.
Yeah, my ex-husband had done that to me, and then when...
Now, what did he do? He had it on his tongue, and then he, like, went down and did a clam smack thing?
He just put it in his mouth, and while he was, you know, doing whatever, you know, it just makes a real... Almost like a minty sensation.
But it didn't cause any, no residual irritation.
No, not at all. And all right. I've tried it on men and...
And women?
Not or anything, but...
Have you tried it on women?
Huh?
Have you ever tried it on women?
I'm not that way.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry.
You're always trying to trick our callers into some
like
kind
that.
Of revealing...
Sometimes
what
works.
Are cough drops made of? Just like sugar and menthol?
I don't
some
know.
Of them are. Yeah.
Probably.
I always
some.
Get the menthol halls.
Okay. Well,
and
then I stand corrected.
Then try to
I certainly worry about people.
What?
I don't
try things that are like totally crazy or anything, but you know, it was fun and it was, you know, it's not something I do all the time.
It's funny till someone gets hurt.
How can somebody get hurt by a hall?
He could cough, and you could get that thing lodged in you, and we'd
or
have
vice versa. She could queef, and it could get lodged in him.
That's right. And you know, they do these autopsies, and they find like a tree branch in a guy's lung that he inhaled when he was 14, and he's now 87. You know, these things don't go
no,
away.
No, I've heard of these stories. How about you, John?
All the time, you always hear about strange things like that.
Let's go to Tias from Hammond something or others. Tias.
How you doing?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to comment on the last couple calls. I heard a friend of mine, a girl used cognac, you know, like the fine liquor.
Yeah.
And he said it stung like hell, but I guess it stung good.
It stung like hell, but it was better than having no hummer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but let's get something straight. A woman could suggest putting a handful of tacks in her mouth, and a guy'd go, still get the blowjob?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Like... Yeah, I'm going to eat this glass, and then I'm going to give you a hummer, and the guy'd go, okay.
African fire ants.
Right. Okay.
If you say so.
So, obviously, the guy's going to go with it. T.S.
Yeah.
What's your story?
Well,
in general.
It's really embarrassing, actually, but I've been seeing this girl, like, for, what, 3 weeks? Better, like, on Christmas vacation. And I haven't talked to her about 5 days since, like, last weekend. Because we were engaged. She was giving me a blowjob, or whatever it is, and then she vomited on her. That's not funny.
She vomited on you, huh? She
threw up all over me. I was kind of like, you know, kind of sat there.
Yes, it is funny.
Had she been drinking?
It's freaking hilarious.
No, I couldn't really think of any reason.
Did she just gag? Is that what happened? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but it's embarrassing because I mean, I like her and I haven't been able to talk. You know, I don't know how to call her.
You can't talk to her as a result of this? Imagine how she feels.
Well,
yeah, but listen, she didn't. She probably, after she threw up, she didn't even finish. Just left you there, huh?
Well, I used her shower and I just kind of just walked out the door, you know. And...
Wait. I mean, you just walked away after
you wiped the puke off with her pillow.
You say, how about trying to reassure the person that, I mean, was it?
I imagine
how she feels.
I have an invention. I really do. Job,
bib.
Yeah, you know when you go to the barber and they put that plastic smock and the opening's just wide enough for you to get your neck through?
Right.
Well, you make a slightly smaller opening and you do the same thing for home. Because, you know, especially a guy like John over here, life on the road, picking up the groupies and whatnot. You don't know.
He's
these
a married
people
guy.
Know.
A married guy. No, I never do that.
Oh, I did.
But still, you'd buy one just for a gag gift, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, I guess so.
I don't know if it's anything to do with it, but I passed gas. You know, I mean, that was like the first. I don't know.
Well, I think you ought to give this young lady an opportunity to.
I can't call her, man. What do I say?
Now wait a minute. We're supposed to believe that she was going down on you. You broke wind in the middle of it, and she vomited.
I think there's
a poem you need for here that you could tell her, T.S. There's a poem, okay?
A poem?
A poem.
A poem or a limerick?
The guy from Nantucket?
A poem. Right. No. I passed gas. I felt like a sap, just as you did for puking in my lap. That's on a Hallmark card. I read that.
I thought it was on a Dixie Riddle cup.
Should I make her one and send it to her?
Huh? You know, yeah, give her some toothpaste.
Should I call her and say, hey, you know, like,
I think... She probably feels terrible, and if you're embarrassed, I bet she's equally, if not substantially more embarrassed.
It's slightly insulting when a girl gags in your dick. I mean, you know.
It's a compliment. What are you talking
about?
Oh, and
she loves it when you fart in her face, T.S. Jeez, you guys.
I'll tell you what's insulting is when they're talking on the phone and doing it.
What, thrown up?
No, you know.
Yeah, some girls think it's cooler.
Look, I just think you ought to give her an opportunity. If this is somebody you care at all about.
Well, who should call who?
I mean. You should call her. Okay, you guys were having an intimate relationship. What?
I'm picturing him like on this whole sequence of events where like, the fart, then the vomit, then she like scurries out with her top under her arm and he scurried out with his whatever between his legs and it's just comical. It really is. In a sad way.
I'm glad you get joy out of other people's
lives. And don't, if you do go out with her again, make sure you get sex before a big dinner.
Stay away from the holidays.
Nobody else is concerned about how she must feel.
What? Nauseous, as I would assume.
John is concerned. 17-year-old engaged in these kinds of intimate acts, and they're just, it's terminated because of some bizarre, uncomfortable, embarrassing situation. Forget it.
Now,
I'm sorry.
But, Drew,
you need these
stories coming up because these are going to be great as the years go on. You know what I mean? Don't you wish someone vomited on you when you were in high school?
Hey, somebody vomited on him while he was doing the radio thing.
That's true.
Now, but you, I mean, John, haven't you ever heard this story before, like about guys saying, oh, yeah, this girl, and she puked on him? And
yeah, you know.
I mean, you're in a rock band.
It's embarrassing.
You've heard it all.
Yeah, heard it all. You know, but, you know, if he's embarrassed and she's embarrassed, he should just call her and say, I would just not even say anything about it and then, you know, just go on like nothing ever happened and then if she wants to talk about it, Yeah, she will.
Now, you're a married guy. How'd you meet your wife?
I was a bar back in a bar, which is, I cleaned up vomit, you know, from drunk people, and washed dishes and stuff in a bar. And she used to come into the club.
Puke and you clean it up.
Puke and throwing up, yeah. And no, but I have cleaned up her vomit, you know, and when she's been really drunk. I mean, it didn't happen. She didn't vomit while we were having sex, but, you know, she'd been out
drinking. That's a love thing. You
totally, it's a total love
when
thing.
When you wipe the vomit from another one's face, that's...
And it doesn't even gross you out that much. It's one of those things. It's like, you know your relationship.
But what about when you're wiping somebody else's vomit from their face?
I never did that, but, you know, we used to have to mop the floors and so forth. But I met her in a bar. I met her at the bar I worked at, and we just started dating each other, and then it's been almost 6 years now, you know, so it's kind of cool.
You ever thinking, man, now I'm successful. If I was still single, going out, all these chicks just going psycho when you play. Because you know what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, she's on her best behavior now. Every time that song's on the radio, she'll say, you know, I'm going to go tell that guy nice things. Because you know, your chicks are just at the show now. You guys are sex symbols.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we're sex symbols, but there's definitely a lot more women at the shows.
Darn.
Now,
and
yelling,
you hate
screaming.
That.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I dig my wife a lot, though. You know, I couldn't, even if I knew I couldn't get caught, you know, I mean, my conscience wouldn't let me do it because she's super cool to me, you know. She stuck by me when I was cleaning up puke for a living, you know.
We got John from the Goo Goo Dolls as our guest on Loveline. We're going to play some music from them in a little bit. But right now, let's talk to Virginia from Tucson. Virginia, you're on Loveline.
Hi. Hi. hi, Mike. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one of my really good friends, she's a Mormon. And, you know, we always felt uncomfortable about talking about sex around her and so on because of her religion. She told us she never had sex.
Mm-hmm.
But one day we were talking about it and she came out with that she had not had sex, but she had oral sex with her boyfriend that she's had for a while.
Right.
And, she told us about it, and she said she was feeling irritations and burns down below, you know, and on her genital areas. And so we took her to a clinic to have her checked out, mm-hmm. and she ended up with gonorrhea.
You sure it was gonorrhea?
Yes. But she told us the test results and everything.
Hmm.
And, I mean, she could be lying to us, but, you know, you just can... the way she is, I wouldn't think she would.
What's she doing, bragging about getting gonorrhea?
There's a couple things.
No, we've been friends for years and years.
Yeah. And there is such a thing as oral genital transmission of gonorrhea. It's very unusual, but it happens.
Really?
So it's a possibility. Another possibility is you have to understand that community puts a great deal of pressure on young people to comply, and it takes a great deal of, courage to actually own up to things they may have done that were not in compliance with the community standards. In other words, if she had sex, she probably wouldn't be willing to admit it anyway.
Because she's a Mormon?
Yeah,
that's a great religion, this being a Mormon. You can't have sex until you're married, but then once you get married, you can marry like 10 people and have sex with all of them at the same time.
I just want to just ask one thing, okay? Now, you correct me if I am wrong, John. Now, the rest of the guys in your band, are they single?
Robbie just got married New Year's Day.
Okay. You guys ever played in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, once.
Wildest woman in Salt Lake City. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that true?
Wildest woman. Well, actually, nobody showed up to our show in Salt Lake City, so.
But if they had, they would
probably whacked. You know?
Oh.
The Mormons.
Let's play commercials, shall we?
I don't think we should generalize. I think it is possible that it was through oral contact, but it's not as likely as her feeling unable to really be completely honest with you about how she might have contracted it.
We're going to play some commercials. When we come back, we're going to talk to John from the Goo Goo Dolls and play some music.
Love, you go ahead. Loveline, it will be right back.
Doing jumping jacks, Antelope.
I'm trying to get your attention.
Hey, why? Because you thought that we wouldn't know that we were on the air?
Yeah.
We're a fine-tuned machine here at Love.
Oh, really?
Yes. The fine-tuned machine of Ricky Rackman,
Anna Carolla,
and Dr. Drew. Or were you doing jumping jacks to show everybody your pierced stomach?
No.
She's taking her friends, you know, to get the navel ring done.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that?
Explain, make me understand.
No, that's I don't still, have that much time, Drew.
That's still the style thing.
What?
It's just becoming a style fad. A fashion fad.
Yeah, you think it's going to wear off?
Oh, yeah.
It looks good.
But the weirder piercing in the neck and the
No, that
eyebrow,
thing is not weird. That thing, yeah.
That's different.
John, you got any weird
Even
piercings?
You agree with me.
No. What, with eyebrow? Well, no, I got my nose pierced, but I think the eyebrow, I don't
like,
think
like
it...
The
No, the neck thing?
Or whatever
thyroid, my thyroid pierced. That thing's pretty gnarly.
It's internal piercings. That's going to be
you
the
know,
thing now.
10 years from now, people are just going to have...
Yeah.
10 years down the road from now, people are just going to have a piece of, like, number 8 rebar just sticking right through them. That's going to be the trend. I mean, this is where it's going.
It makes about
But that's where it's heading.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't
Rusty. All right.
We're playing naked? Let's play naked. Let's all play naked. This is the Goo Goo Dolls on Loveline.
Yeah. line. That was the Goo Goo Dolls. We have John from the Goo Goo Dolls here. Perhaps you'd like to talk to John or either of the three of us. Ask John for some love advice. He can give it to you. Successful rock guy and married. Have kids?
No, no kids. Yeah.
Want some?
Yeah, as soon as this stuff runs its course, yeah, we're going to have some kids.
Hell
yeah. You know, I'm 30. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk right now. Let's talk to Andy from St. Paul. Andy, you're on Loveline.
Yeah, my question's for John.
Yeah.
I heard We Are the Normal on a movie someplace.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't figure out which movie it was from.
You got me. I don't know. What was that?
Surfer ski film or something.
Do you know, Pat, what movie that We Are the Normal might have been in?
Corvette Summer 2?
Well, if he saw it in a movie and we don't know about it, maybe we should find out what movie it was in.
Yeah, they got to pay for that, right?
Yeah, they got to pay us for it, but I'm sure they did.
Andy, think
that's
hard.
All you can buy is a mountain bike right now.
Yeah.
These people are putting your music in all these things. You guys aren't getting reimbursed for it. What movie was it, Andy?
I can't remember.
What was the movie about?
Mother Jugs and Speed.
I'm not exactly sure. It was a really long
time. Okay, we'll call back and be more vague next time. Thanks for sharing, Andy.
Yep.
That was pretty funny. We wrote that song with actually somebody from Minneapolis. You know, it was Paul Westerberg. We wrote that tune with him, and a damn fine song it is. You know.
Let's talk to Lisa from Chicago. Lisa, you're on Loveline.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi.
John.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to tell a funny little story because you guys are all talking about using like food and cough drops for oral sex. This is actually an accident. My boyfriend and I decided one night to make homemade pico de gallo because his boss had given him all these hot peppers from the garden.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, we washed our hands and everything afterwards, but, you know, we started messing around and you know, next thing I know, like, my lips are burning and his penis is burning. We're, like, just freaking out.
There's actually a name for the chemical that does that. It's called capsaicin.
Really?
Yep.
Stop.
Ricky, come on. He's getting dangerous with that cart machine.
He's getting good is what he's getting. And it right. Carts something up with Doc. Yeah, Doc, call her back.
Imagine if I would have, like, that big expensive machine, Scott Rosley. Yeah, just push a button. I have to go find a tape, push it in there. A good machine, Mike.
Now I have capsaicin in creams and things like that, but it is very irritating to mucosal surfaces, your mouth, your tongue, your
lips.
Hey, when you with your boyfriend say, oh, I want you to lick my mucosal surfaces or whatever it was. How finds a way to take the greatest things and make them sound so unsexy.
So, Lisa, did it hurt or was it a sort of pain, pleasure type thing?
Not
good.
Not much pleasure.
Because sometimes it's a fine line, you know?
Yeah, well...
This crossed the border, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Make a run for that border, Lisa. We've got John from the Goo Goo Dolls as our guest here on Loveline. And we're going to talk to Edgar, and we'll let John answer this one. This is Edgar from Garden Grove.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Drew. Hey, Adam. Hey, John.
How are you doing? Good, Edgar.
Well, I just got a question. How exactly do you like French kiss?
Start with chili peppers. Go ahead.
Well, you should start out with your standard kiss first, I think, a few of those, and then just kind of both open up your yaps and go for it, you know?
Hey, Edgar.
Yeah?
Have you, you got a girlfriend?
Yep.
Have you kissed her regular yet?
Yep.
And you've never kissed her with a tongue?
Nope.
Yeah, do you kiss her a long time without opening that mouth, huh?
Yep.
And you're afraid you might do it wrong, and then you'd be embarrassed, right?
Exactly.
Well, listen, okay? Relax. Okay? Do you think she's kissed a guy before with her tongue?
Probably.
Huh?
Probably.
You think she has?
Yeah.
Well, just relax. Don't rush. Don't go crazy. It's not like bouncing off the teeth and bouncing off the sides of the mouth. Hey, why don't some of the girls in the other room give us some tips? Let's help out our boy Edgar, man. He's going to French kiss this girl for the first time. What do you girls like? A guy that does what? Just kind of take it easy and slow?
Yeah,
help
definitely.
Him,
slow.
And not nothing. Lick your teeth.
Oh, yes. Sherry doesn't like licking of the teeth.
I always lick the teeth.
Even if they're on the side of the bed?
Yeah.
Like you're going out in some older bras?
I lick the teeth. Put them back in their mouth.
Put them back in the glass.
When they got effervescent on it.
All right, so yeah. But wouldn't you say the overall sexual...
It's kind of like what you're trying to get to is like almost like your tongues are melting together. It's just going to be slow and just... Slow.
And brush your teeth really good, Edgar.
Right. Okay? And less is more. Am I right, ladies? Yeah, don't be in a big rush. You know, there's rent a movie where they kiss a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Rent a movie where they kiss a lot. Like, yeah. You're going to be able to watch movies and see how they kiss.
You could. Couldn't you?
Like what?
Adam probably has some selections in mind.
Right, back I'm always the fast forwarding through
back
that part.
Back on the Rancherama series. Let's talk to Christy from Reno. Christy, you're on Loveline with John from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
I have a comment for John, and then I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I heard your, like, there's, like, this radio station here, and I heard your song, Name.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I love that song, so I bought the tape.
Thank you.
Hoping that I like the rest of the songs, and I love them.
Oh, thanks.
So, I just want to say that, and Dr. Drew.
Christy.
I got a tattoo about a month ago.
Right.
And, like, about 6 or 7 inches up from it, I'm starting to get these white blotches.
Huh. What'd you get a tattoo of?
A boy-girl sign.
A what?
A boy-girl sign.
Did you get that?
Or like the circle, like, with the arrow and the circle with a plus sign?
Yeah.
That's like Prince, right? Didn't Prince have one of those?
Well, no, the artist formerly known as
Prince.
Boy-girl
sign.
Yeah, and see that chick
on your shoulder or something?
Christy.
No, it's like on my left ankle.
On your ankle, and up further up in your calf area, there's some white patches.
Yeah, like kind of by my knee.
By your knee.
I'm like.
How far is your knee from where the tattoo is?
No, the tattoo's like on the bottom, like.
Near the ankle.
Like bottom of my ankle.
So they didn't even shave up by the knee to do the tattoo, right?
No, they didn't have to shave my leg. They were already shaved.
I don't think they have anything to do with each other.
I had a friend who did it, and I'm not sure, because he said he cleaned the needle and everything, but now I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about infection, per se, but are you a doctor?
No, she does.
Wait.
She had her friend do it.
Oh, I didn't hear
she had her friend do it, and he said the needle was clean. So, yeah, you do have to worry about infection.
I thought you only did that when you're in prison.
Let me just say that what she's describing is not something specifically associated with infection. However, are you a dark-skinned individual?
Yeah, I have, like, tan skin.
Okay, anything, very often for dark-skinned people.
Well, he's a dog-skinned.
Dark-skinned.
Are you a dog-skinned?
People who have dark skin, typically, when their skin is irritated, will either depigment or hyperpigment, like a darker or lighter. So something must be causing some. I don't know why it would be way up by your knee.
It's like lower, like below my knee.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Does it hurt when you touch it?
No, it doesn't hurt. They're about the size of like a quarter and a dime. I have two of them right now.
So you got like 35 cents worth of scarring?
And you have nothing anywhere else in your body? No other depigmentation?
No,
like
none
that.
At all.
That's very strange. He didn't inject anything anywhere other than right away?
He did it normally, I think, I hope.
Can't you just put a little shoe polish on it and get on with their life?
Squeeze it.
I'm wondering, should I be worried about it?
I don't think so. I mean, there's nothing specific that comes to mind for me that you have to be concerned about.
I don't think it has anything to do with a tattoo, but maybe you should go see a dermatologist just in case.
There could be that flesh-eating virus.
No.
Could be.
You never know. Doctors don't like when you say that, Drew. Have you noticed that? Could be that flesh chain. No, Adam, don't say that.
Yeah, it's that Ebola thing. Oh, yeah, man. They always Ebola, say it starts around the ankle and moves its way up from the universal boy sign.
And it shows up looking, that's what I was
looking like 35 cents.
We got John from the Goo Goo Dolls here. Now, what are you doing in L.A. right now? Because you live up, guy.
I still live in Buffalo, yeah. We were doing a video, and we were just sort of editing it.
A video for?
The song you just played, Naked, yeah, which hopefully MTV will play.
They will. Are you surprised that the name is that huge?
Yeah. Yeah, it shocked the hell out of me. You know, we figured we figured this record was going to do better than the other ones, but, you know, we didn't think it'd get this big.
Are you sick of the song yet?
Yeah, I'm a little sick of it.
Because you know what, and I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm not sick of that song.
You know?
I like that song. Like,
wow.
What, that's what I said.
You can't
yesterday.
Be honest and kiss ass at the same time.
No, I'm not. I told you guys that before. I go,
yeah, you did.
I'm still not sick of that song, and I don't know what it is.
Cool.
I said this when I see the song and I see the video. I don't know why, but it always makes me sad.
That's
and I don't know what it is, but I don't know what it is. You'll see the video, and there are these people sitting on a bus, and you just, oh, I got to tell you one thing. If I was the other guys in the band, I'd be pretty pissed off. You were the biggest camera hog in that video. What happened to the other guys? None of the other guys are in that video.
Yeah, they're in the video.
That's your video.
No, they're
in
the video.
That's like the John video.
Well,
see, I kissed his ass and said something mean.
Now
they're
coming
too?
Back.
At the same
yeah.
time. Here
Pork
we go.
Tongue.
But I still like the song.
Thank you very much.
Are they resentful? Do they hate
no,
you now?
No, they're cool. No. We just finished the video on the whole. That was something that we discussed after
it was made. The new song is called "And You Won't Know Their Names."
Right. Yeah. Right. Like well, that tongue. Was sort of it was sort of that way. So we decided that this would be a performance video. And the song was so much bigger than the band, you know, so we decided that we would get the band playing in this one.
Can we play name? Should we play it right now?
After commercial, right?
Yeah, we'll play some commercial. We'll play some commercials, and then we'll play name. Stay tuned. We got more.
Hello?
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 Loveline will be right back!
Welcome back to the show called Love Line, taking your calls at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 568-3191. We've got Sherry and Lori answering the call. Tell them what's up. Tell them what you want to talk about in your love life, relationship, sex, etc. We've got John from the Goo Goo Dolls here. Also, I need a favor. If there's any young guy out there, young guy, that's about to go on his very, very first date, I need you to call a number. Some people are going to talk to you, okay? We're going to give that number in a little bit. So if you're a young guy that's about to go on his first date, I'm going to give a number after we play Goo Goo Dolls song in just a little bit. And we were talking during the last break that you guys are about to embark on a very cool tour.
Yeah, we're opening for Bush for a couple of months. We're playing
and also
over.
Is.
And No Doubt is on the
awesome.
Bill as well.
Awesome. Have you ever seen No Doubt before?
I just saw the video... the other day.
They're great.
Yeah.
So good.
Awesome.
And the other thing is, Bush and Goo Goo Dolls, man, that is a chick. Is tell me, Adam, chick show.
Yeah.
Because between you and Gavin.
Yeah, the roadies are going to be getting laid at that show.
Yeah. Those are the only guys in our crew that, you know.
The vendors are going to be getting laid at that show. Yeah. Single guys should go to this show.
Now,
definitely.
When does this
get around? This starts... February 1st, I think, right? Like Groundhog Day, February 1st or 2nd. And, cool. And then it goes through April, I guess. It ends up here in Los Angeles at the Universal Amphitheater.
So it's playing big places.
Huge places. I can't believe we're playing where the Detroit Pistons play, whatever that arena is. That's pretty amazing because we were playing for, you know, 100 people in bars 6 months ago.
You know? And you guys have been around. I mean, you came out with your first CD in 87?
Yeah, 87, yeah. So
you guys
this is our fifth one.
Overnight sensations.
Yeah, I mean, is it kind of, do you get kind of insulted when people come up to you and go, geez, last month you were working as a bar back and this month you're in a band. Isn't that great?
I mean,
people assume that you guys just started up, right?
Yeah, you know, but you know, I mean, you just say to them, no, you know, we actually got 5 records out. Yeah, and then they're like, oh.
Are you selling a lot of the records? Are people going back and getting the ones they didn't buy in the first place?
They're starting to move now. You know, which is a good thing. You know, just sell the old stuff off.
But you still don't get any money.
Well, I will eventually, I think, you know. At least I hope so, but...
You can always sell the mountain bike if things get tight.
Then you can pay my rent for a month.
Let's talk to Ben from Cupertino.
Hey, Ricky, Adam, Drew, and John.
Hey!
My question is for John. I was at your concert in San Francisco, is that Slim's?
Yeah.
Nightclub a while ago. I don't remember. Know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. There were,
Well, anyways, there was a crazy drunk guy in the front of the crowd, and he, like, jumped up on stage.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like, small clubs and stuff you play, but do you get, like, a lot of people that are jumping off on stage and, like, get scared if people do that?
I think a lot of people run up onto the stage just to be seen. Yeah, you know? It's like, and that's all right. It's cool. But I don't tell anybody to do it, you know. Because then dicks, like, there'll be dicks out there that will jump up on stage, jump off into the crowd, hit their head, and then sue you. You know, and then their excuse for it is, well, if the stage wasn't there, I wouldn't have done it. You know, if the show wasn't going on, I wouldn't have done that.
But do you think it's funny that you guys could almost be playing a song like Name, and there'll be people slamming to
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
crowd riding.
It used to be like, okay, it happens at, like, either metal shows and punk shows. Then it used to be, okay, it happens at shows when they're playing fast songs. Now you guys will be playing anything, and they'll be stage diving to Alanis Morissette or something. It's just like people...
Yeah,
Yeah, a lot of it's yeah, people to name. It's unbelievable. You know, people crowd riding. Yeah, and you wonder what's going on here.
Thanks for your call, Ben.
But I don't endorse it. I don't tell anybody to come.
You don't incite the crowd.
No. Never say.
Spring from Sonora, you're on Loveline.
Hello, Adam, Ricky, and Dr. Drew and John.
Hi. Well, people are really getting it
down.
You
know what it is. Hey, girls, Sherry, Lori, are you telling they have to say hi to every one of us as soon as they start the show?
Oh,
they
yeah.
are giant.
Hell yeah.
They're
yeah.
cueing us.
Huh?
They're cueing us.
Well, it's because we felt sad.
No.
And we feel happy now.
Well, because we want to leave one of you out.
Right.
But what I wanted to call about is I wanted to say first that the guy last night that was talking about the woman that was inadequate, he sounded like a real asshole. I mean, that was just totally inappropriate.
That was my brother, man.
And yeah. you're right.
And I agree, right.
I just had to, you know, if he's listening, he's inadequate.
Right.
But I want to get a tattoo around my belly button.
Around your belly? Like a little circle around your belly?
Like ivy or something.
Right. Yeah. Nothing better than it looks like shrubs growing out of your navel.
Not real. I mean, like something neat like that, or like a sun.
Okay.
Around the button itself.
Yeah. Not
the
really
navel.
Big. Not really the big. Button. Like the size of a quarter, maybe a little bit bigger.
Right. Just so you know.
Uh-huh.
Stomach is a very painful place to get tattooed.
Is it?
Very painful place to get tattooed.
No, I would think it wasn't that bad because of the fat.
You would think wrong.
Why wouldn't it? Why is it that bad?
Because it is. I don't know. It hurts very much on the stomach.
Is it painful to get pierced there, though? I mean, more
Let's
so
ask
than...
Ann. I've never had my navel pierced. Well, Ann's a tough chick, you know. But the stomach is a very painful place to get tattooed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it was, a pretty good place.
No, but when you're getting a tattoo, you should get one because it's some place that you really would like to have one, not like, oh, I'll get it here because it hurts less.
Yeah. But what I was going
to ask... What kind of answer is that? Meow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I was going to ask is, I'm 16, and I was wondering, can I get parental consent to do that, or I can't do it.
Any reputable tattoo parlor will not tattoo somebody that is under the age of 18 without a parent, and will not tattoo somebody drunk.
Oh, I wouldn't go drunk.
Okay. They will not tattoo somebody that is under the age of 18.
Okay, but if I had parental consent, it would be okay.
Yeah, will your mom go with you to get a tattoo?
I don't know.
You're aware that if you tattoo your stomach during pregnancy, that thing can be sort of disrupted.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
What, during pregnancy?
Well, as a result of pregnancy.
Oh.
The elastic fibers under the skin break often, and you get stretch marks, and that would definitely change the appearance of a tattoo, I would expect.
Also, is there any good ones in Sacramento, or would I have to just go to San Francisco?
I know there's great art. You've got a bunch of great artists in San Francisco, and I really don't know Sacramento.
Okay?
All
right, thanks.
Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play some commercials. We're going to come back and play some more Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls is our guest. Let me give you this phone number. If you're a young guy and you haven't gone out on your first date and you're about to go out on your first date, call this number, area code 818-558-2960. That's 818-558-2960. We've got John from the Goo Goo Dolls here, about to go on a tour with Bush and No Doubt.
Yeah.
If you could say, like, the ultimate bill, who would you guys like to open up for?
Wow.
Speedwagon?
I'd like to open for the Pumpkins. I think that would be a good
really?
Tour.
You know what? Yeah. That is a band that I always love to say how much I hate Smashing Pumpkins, and everybody's like, I love that band. And then that new record came out, and I heard the one song from it, and I'm like, I like this song, but I still don't like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, I mean, that Rat in a Cage song?
I like that song.
Oh, my God.
And then I heard that song.
Come on, Ricky.
Then I heard that 1979 song, and I go, I hate the Smashing Pumpkins. I kind of like that song, too. It's like the two songs that I've heard from them, I kind of like. And I'm not a fan of that band, but I like the two new songs.
I met Billy a couple times. He was a nice guy. That's how I gauge who I want to go on a tour.
Right, I'm sure he's friendly.
But, like, he was a nice guy.
But that Rant in a Cage song. Come on,
like,
I'm ready to kill somebody after hearing that song.
I like that song.
Drew, you'd pop a vessel if you heard that song more than once.
I think I've heard it.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. I put a curse on that song. Oh, I hate that song. God, do I hate that song.
We're going to do a little ID. When we come back, we're going to play Name.
Loveline will be right back to say something interesting or...
You know, that just does prove one thing about this great nationally syndicated show, Loveline. As great as it is, I'm the one pushing the carts. What's up with that?
Let me tell you the irony here, Ricky. You know how you...
Mike.
You know how you yelled at...
Ann, don't bust me.
Ricky?
Stick up for me, Ann.
You got one cart an hour. Please.
Oh, man. You had to bust me on that.
Ann, that's to a show. Listen, Ricky, I was about to yell at you on Mike's behalf because you yelled at him at the top of the show for screwing up some technical thing. But Mike didn't have my mic on, so screw you.
You know what it is? Mike, has anything new happened in the past week or month in your life?
Anything new?
Yeah. Anything different in your life in the past month?
No, not particularly.
Come on.
Well, what is new is that something's going to happen tomorrow?
Friday.
What's happening Friday?
He's having a vasectomy.
What?
He's having a vasectomy.
They're going to cut his balls off?
They're going to tie them off.
Oh, man.
That's been bothering me.
Well, let me ask you. Let me
it's
just
not
say,
make me any less a man either.
Oh, or more man. Let me ask you this. This is a little bit weird. The guy doesn't want us to say his name on the radio, but he doesn't mind us saying that he's getting his balls cut off.
Yeah, but nobody knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, Mike.
That's not bad advertising for a guy.
What?
Saying I cannot impregnate a woman is not a bad thing to get out.
He's got a woman now.
Yeah, but where is she?
And as soon as he got, you know, some serious stuff with her, she said, now I want you to cut your balls off.
We wouldn't want him to procreate.
Hey, good point, Drew.
We'd have more screw-up engineers.
Let's play some Goo Goo Dolls, shall we? And I want to thank you for stopping by. Congratulations on the success.
You.
And like Drew said, you can only tell this band is going to get so big that they will never come back on this show again.
Well, I hope so, but we'll still come back.
Okay.
If you want us.
This is the Goo Goo Dolls on Loveline.
Thanks.
Okay, Ricky.
I don't know, man. That song makes me sad. You know what else? You know what other song used to always make me sad? True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, until she was our guest.
You didn't like her?
She's a bitch.
No, I
liked
her.
Oh, my God. That girl was...
You are kidding me. I didn't even know that.
Oh, my God. She was a bitch, and I was like right on. Cyndi Lauper.
Wait a minute. I thought she was...
And were I wrong? Remember? Because I was saying, oh, Cyndi Lauper. I go, man, True Colors was such a great song. That song used to always make me sad. And then she came on the show, and she was like being a bitch.
I thought she was a great guest.
I wasn't here.
No. She was very honest, and she talked about this abuse issue she had. She'd been in a bunch of therapy, and she was relating to some of this.
And in Drew's eyes, that makes it great.
But she was honest. And
her hair's like all those colors,
she wasn't
Ricky.
Very fun.
You think you'd like her. You'd have some kind of kinship or something.
So
she wasn't fun,
so she's a bad guest.
Drew, you're a horrible gauge of human nature. That's what's going on here.
Because I'm not fun at all.
Knock it off, Drew. Yeah, that was a good song. Hey, you know what's another sad song? Seasons in the Sun.
By Terry Jacks.
Yes. Well, there's a message to all upstart bands. You know, you bust your ass for 10 years, you're banging out songs, then you pull out an acoustic guitar and you do a nice little strummy thing, boom, it goes through the roof. Am I right, Drew?
I don't know, are you?
I have no idea. You can comment on music, though.
Let's go to callers, please.
Adam from Tucson.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Adam.
Oh, hey, man, what's going on?
No, don't turn that up and don't replay that. Go ahead, Adam, what's up?
Oh, we've had, seems like a running joke for the slang for female masturbation, right?
Right.
All right.
The female masturbation, right? I didn't know that was some sort of bill that was being passed.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The female masturbation, right?
It's being pushed through the Senate right now. Yes.
Well, here's your slang, man. I jack. So the girl jills. They jill. They're jilling.
That's good.
Chilling off.
Yeah, you got it.
It's not bad, except for it's never that good when you have to go back and explain something, and then people chuckle after a lengthy explanation.
That's right. Like, for instance, if I was to say to this Adam, if I said, dude, go look in there because Ann is chilling, you wouldn't know what we were talking about. But if I said, dude, you know that Ann was gigging it. You know what we're talking about.
Right.
Right.
Gigging
it. But if you said Ann was making coffee, I'd assume she was doing something back there. It's just the way Ann is.
What about making biscuits?
All right, guys.
I like shaking hands with Mrs. Paul. I came up with that one the other night. I like it.
Flicking the Twizzler.
Let's go. Come on.
You can just make up any words you want. Make up one, Drew. Just try it.
No.
Try it, Drew!
No.
Oh, Lord. Let's talk to Antonio, shall we? Antonio is from... There's not a place called Weedland, is
there?
Yeah,
there is, I swear.
How do you spell it, Antonio?
W-H-E-A-T-L-A-N-D.
Wheatland.
Wheatland of wheat.
Oh,
much different than the way that Sherry put it, Weedland, land of weed.
Actually, there's a town north of here called Weed, and you got to wonder what the high school mascot is, like a joint or something.
The zigzag man.
That would make you a weed whacker.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, well, my question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the penis pumps you can buy at stores really work.
No.
No, they don't?
No.
People swear by those, Drew.
I know.
I've seen pictures, Drew.
Because I figured, like, stretch your pubococcygeal muscle.
No.
Wow.
It doesn't do that.
It doesn't do that?
No.
Oh.
The pubococcygeal muscle is in your pelvis, way inside.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, whether you could stretch the soft tissue, yeah, you probably could a little bit. But for God's sakes, I don't get it.
Because I'm looking to add a little girth to my own, you know.
Well.
You got a girlfriend?
Not yet. That's why.
Yeah, because as soon as you add a little girth, you'll get a girlfriend.
That's true.
No, Antonio, it isn't true.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Alrighty.
As soon as you open yourself up emotionally to another person, you'll get a girlfriend.
Yeah, then you get walked on, you'll be treated like crap. But the thing is...
Well, women are pure evil. I mean, they're the whole basis of evil.
That's why you don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Imagine that.
That's fantastic.
I hate women. They're all evil. Why don't I have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I wonder why, Antonio.
He had one, though.
That's why he came to that conclusion?
Yep. Reality slapped him in the face.
Oh, boy.
Speak with... where would you like to go, Drew?
So there this is.
Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Phil.
I used to do a lot of acid.
Or what?
A lot of acid.
You used to do a lot.
Well, a long time ago. I don't do it anymore.
Right.
But the word that you want for the visual effect that follows moving objects?
Trailers.
Tracers.
Trailers.
I just called them trails.
No, trailers is what most people call them.
Well, okay.
But gigs.
Oh, shut up. but you have that still?
No, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
I barely had it when I did a lot of LSD, actually.
That's good. My experience has been that people that have trailers persistently have lots of mood disturbances.
People that live in trailers have mood disturbances. You ever watch Cops?
Yeah. What's that, Phil?
Yeah, that's a big disturbance there. I know a guy who basically still fries from, like, back then. I mean, he's, like, on a permanent trip.
Well, it happens a lot.
That's just the way he is.
Not the way he is. It's that his brain has been damaged and altered by the drug.
Yeah, well, he's done a lot more than that. He's done a lot of drugs to go along with it. So.
Okay, but acid can do that. Believe me, there is a locked-in syndrome called the post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder where you actually remain on kind of a dissociated acid trip. What are you guys planning here?
What else were you going to say, Phil?
Hey, I got another thing for female masturbation that
was wrong. Well, you guys are like plotting back here.
No, we're not. I'll tell you.
All right, it's got nothing to do with you, Drew.
It's a really good one. I've known about it for a long time. I call it clit flicking.
Yeah, but that still sounds kind of nasty, and I think a woman would be offended if you were to say that.
Well, so does jacking off. That sounds pretty crude.
Yeah, but
it's... But a guy made it up.
Well.
You know?
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
Hey, Adam, you're a funny bastard, dude.
Thank you.
Is that a compliment?
How does he know I was born out of wedlock? I guess so.
Why does he have to bring up those sad things? Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer from Somerset, you're on Loveline.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Know any good female masturbation terms?
What?
Exactly.
Forget it. Go ahead. What's up, Jennifer?
Let's take a bath.
Okay,
I think that's it.
I'm married, and my husband is really great, but I'm attracted to women.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married?
For a couple of years.
Wait. Let me just ask a couple questions. Have you had other successful relationships prior to this?
Yes.
How many?
Oh, quite a few.
By successful, I mean stable, long-term relationships.
Well, I've been married before.
married before, and you're 22
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
That would, most people would look at that as sort of unsuccessful relationships.
Well,
lots of relationships, married, divorced.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Hey, the funniest thing is, I don't know, Drew, there's that great relationship expert on that infomercial. Isn't that Barbara DeAngelis?
Right.
Is that
oh,
her?
Yeah.
Married five times.
She's been married five times. Who better to tell you about relationships?
Yeah, you're what you're looking for is a golf score, not a bowling score. You know what I'm saying? The lower, the better. Not the more you can rack up. But but God bless you anyway. So have you had an experience with a woman?
Once.
Really?
But what I'm getting at, Jennifer, is that she has a lot of chaos in her relationships, and she's trying to inject that into this relationship. She has a lot of instability, a lot of problems maintaining intimacy. And now here she is, maybe with a good relationship. We don't know anything about it yet, but she's looking for, she can't tolerate it. We got to find something to really inject a little bit of instability to this situation.
That's what you think. I think she got married way too young.
Because she's into the chaos.
No, because she lives in Somerset and there's nothing else to do there. And she thinks that she would like to cheat, and for some reason cheating with a woman just doesn't feel as bad to her as cheating with a man.
Are you talking about a threesome, Jennifer?
No.
Oh. And she just wants that cheating, which I guess, as Drew would say, would be some chaos in her life. But to her, cheating with a woman does not seem as bad as cheating with a man. Could that be possible? Or do you just want to be a full-blown clam smacker?
No.
Well, hey, if you could be with any woman, which one would you be like? Are you attracted to the same type of women that guys are?
No.
Like, what type of women do you like? Martina Navratilova?
No, like somebody who's the same as I am.
Which would be who?
Cheater?
No.
And so...
Who?
So,
I don't know. Just a friend.
Well, that's good.
I mean, somebody who was a friend first, you know?
That's good.
Well,
but
it's boring.
Aren't there some questions you want to ask, Jennifer?
No, Ricky.
What? No, I'm completely bored.
Well, I just wondered if you thought it would be unfair to my husband.
Yes, I think it would destabilize your relationship with her. I think if you were having an affair with anybody.
But the relationship's over. She's already going through the motions thinking of cheating on her husband.
She's ending the relationship.
But he said it was okay.
He said, your relationship's doomed.
But
you shouldn't have been married.
If you start behaving like that, he may not understand the implications of you starting to stray in that manner. Were you abused in some fashion when you were younger?
No.
Never?
No.
How were your parents? You had a stable family system when you grew up?
Yep.
Well, now, you said you were with a woman before. How old were you when you were with a woman before?
21.
You're 21.
How old were you when you had your first sexual experience? Very first?
17.
And let me ask you this. How long have you been married to this guy?
For a couple of years.
So you had an experience with a woman while you're married to this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Already.
And he's aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
And was he present?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a threesome?
No.
He was just sitting there jerking it, watching you do this chick?
No, he was at home, but he wasn't watching.
Well, it's sitting there watching the ball game.
I got to know what would take precedent over this lesbian thing that was going on in the bedroom?
Your mother on fire, and that would be about it. And that would be like, here's a bucket of water.
I want to know. Here's some baking soda.
That's
take care of business.
Good point, Adam. Hey, Jennifer, what is your husband doing when you're going down on some girl?
I don't know. I don't know. He's watching TV.
And he knew you were doing a girl.
Right.
And he was watching TV.
Right.
What show? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
But wait a minute. I don't buy Jennifer's history either.
So can I hang up on her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she sounds a little whacked out. What kind of relationship is that? The husband's sitting there, you know, watching some monster trucking wrap up while his wife's in the next bedroom doing a whole lesbian thing? I mean, that just sounds weird.
At least
bring the TV into the bedroom.
Prop on one of their backs or something.
Hey, by the way, I got a fax from my friend Matt, who's faxing
me
last night. And
Karen.
The shitty fax me this time on marijuana is total crap.
I thought he swore.
What did you just say, Drew?
He said sheet. This sheet he faxed me.
This sheet he faxed me. I thought you were using as an adjective the way the fact was.
This, is that, in fact, too, but it's not. As compared to what you sent me last night, which was something that really was good, this is crap.
That's what we thought you said in the first place. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
You're on Loveline.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how's it hanging in Ojai?
How's it hanging?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Kind of slow.
Okay.
I just had a comment about the girl that called about wanting to get her belly tattooed.
Uh-huh.
It does not hurt.
The belly or the stomach?
Well, mine is like just a hair from the bottom of the belly button.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hair on the bottom of your
belly?
What's
the difference between your belly and your stomach? You mean like your stomach, your stomach lining or something?
Maybe they want it in the belly, like in the little thing.
Right. Well, I've got my belly pierced, too.
I thought your belly was your stomach.
No, your navel,
your
like the cave.
Your navel. Oh, okay.
Your abdomen is your abdomen. Your stomach is inside your abdomen.
Oh, that would hurt.
Mine's below the belly button.
What kind of tattoo do you have?
I got a pair of Harley Wings.
A Harley Wings right under your right. Okay. Now, right under the little navel, you have it, right?
Right. And they're about 3 inches wide and about 8 inches long.
And it didn't hurt under your stomach?
One side, my right side.
Have you been tattooed anywhere else?
My back is done. My legs are done. My chest
are breasts,
done.
Kind of right.
Done. My neck is done.
And the stomach hurt less than all those other places?
One side I could feel. Which was, I think my left side I could feel, my right side I couldn't feel it at all.
There's an analgesic cream people can use called Emla cream. If they really have a lot of pain, they can put that.
Really?
It's very expensive.
What if I put it on
you've
my...
never heard of that?
No.
You're the tattoo maven.
I know, and I hate getting tattooed. I've got a tattoo all over my chest that isn't done. What the hell is this stuff? I'll go get it right now.
You put it on it, you won't feel a damn thing. And it doesn't
affect. Why didn't you tell me this 4 years ago?
It's very expensive.
He's talked about it before. Yeah, I've heard you talking about it before.
You know, Adam, I don't listen to him.
I should have interjected.
Yeah, exactly.
But you want to feel a little of it.
No, Karen, Ricky does.
I've already felt a little of it, Karen. I don't want to feel it anymore.
I want to know what's on your breasts, a comedy and tragedy sign?
My breast?
Yeah.
I've got, what do I have? I've got a cloud. I've got butterflies.
Where do you have the wizard or the unicorn?
I don't have wizards or unicorns. I got a Dave Mann piece on my back.
A what?
Dave Mann from Easy Rider.
Right.
Okay, I've got the coming at ya on my back with the dragon on my shoulder going down to my waist.
All right.
And a bird of paradise on my right leg and in my hip and my ankles. And
now, does your old man dig that, Karen?
I don't have an old man.
Oh, really?
No.
Single gal?
Yeah.
You into tattoos on chicks?
No.
Not at all, huh?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
As long as they're done tastefully.
Exactly.
You know, now, down by my snatch, I've got...
Snatch! down by my snatch!
Well, I could have called it something else, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, like flower. Down by my flower.
I don't have no flower down there.
We've been together, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think I was drunk, but I remember. I remember those Harley wings and that tongue.
What color are the wings?
Man, orange. It was dark, you know, but I just remember you felt good.
I know I feel good.
All right, well, stop feeling yourself.
Oh, I'm not. I'm dressed.
All right.
But I just wanted to let that girl know that everybody feels it differently. I mean, you know.
Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Good night.
Loveline will be right back to say something interesting or humorous or something.
Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
A strange thing about this show, Loveline, you know, it is real, and we're talking to people, and everything is live, and it never goes up and down and up and down. It, like, yesterday, I thought it was just a riot, and it was fun, and just everything just got kind of weird, and I think it was because of me, because I've been having this work on my back, and everybody's like, no.
It's don't blame yourself.
I'm not blaming. Everything just feels weird all of a sudden.
Let's just blame Adam.
Blame me. Yeah. I feel weird tonight.
Huh? I know, but it's rubbing off on the callers.
How can we tell it's such a, you know,
well,
weird,
what's the
weird and weirder?
Usually I'm funny weird. Now I'm just bad weird.
You want to hear weird? Listen to this, Fax. This is going to sound weird, but I think Dr. Drew sounds totally sexy. His voice turns me on so much that I masturbate during the show to his deep, cool voice. Is this weird or what? Am I perverted? Also, I like sex a lot, like once a day. So therefore, I masturbate a lot. Are a lot of girls like this? Also, is sex different for men with circumcised penis? Adam, I think you're intelligent. Love, Allison in San Diego. She is weird.
Well, no, wait, don't make her feel bad. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing.
Adam is intelligent?
She has bad judgment.
Poor judgment.
Excuse me. But she is not weird.
And let me dissect Druna's voice for a second. Ricky, you tell me what you think. Or maybe the girls can chime in. Or the ladies, I guess we should call them.
Don't call them that. Broads.
Is it his voice that sounds good? Like, I have a deviated septum, so I know my voice sounds horrible, like I'm holding my nose all the time. But you think it's the tone of the voice, or do you think it's the fact that he is an authority figure?
You know what I think it is? I think it's, out of the three of us...
it's a lesser of three evils?
Between you and me. That's true. It's like you would never hear your voice or my voice saying, hey, coming up, we're going to get a song from... It's like, this is the type of show that we're going to do, you know?
That's true. We sound like two of the Bowery Boys or something.
Here's another fact. Call me stupid, but I've heard you guys use the word Hummer a lot. Now I realize it's a blowjob. But then I thought it involved humming. So I okayed it with my lover, put his balls in my mouth, and hummed. Needless to say, he got nothing out of it. It tickled a little bit. Sexual faux pas.
Wow.
And no, we never did receive... Oh, you know what? Anne hates when I do this.
Yeah.
But I think it just adds another dimension to the show to show that it's real faxes.
You would be wrong.
No, I'm with Ricky on this one. It's real faxes.
It sounds awful in here.
Does it?
It's really irritating, yeah.
You know what's irritating is when you guys come on that mic, there is this low hum that sounds like there's actually an earthquake going on in my headphones.
Sorry. Hey, you know what else is weird? Every time when I'm driving home, there's an ear that says, kill, kill, kill. Does that happen to you?
It's on my page.
RV from Woodland Hills, you're on Loveline.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you to Adam Carolla.
Yes.
Because I took your advice from last night. You talked to the guy about the vibrator.
Yeah.
I took each step.
Did you?
I took the pitching approach. I used it on my girlfriend. I went out to the sex shop. I live in Woodland Hills.
Right.
Off of Sherman Way. I bought a vibrator. It's about 4 inches, and it's silver.
Is your girl there right now?
No.
RV, did they test it at the counter for you?
Yeah.
That's always a humiliating procedure.
Come on.
Well, what are you going to do, return it a week later? And
what do? They put the batteries in just to make sure it works?
That worked. That's what
What'd they do, RV? Tell me this. What'd they do?
Batteries in for me, and they turned it on for me just to make sure the motor worked in it.
Right. All right. So, RV, take us step by step. You went down. You bought it. Just a simple one, right?
Yeah.
They test it out at the counter.
Yes, it is.
Then what's your next move?
I went home.
Right.
Called my lady up.
Right.
To her house.
Right.
I didn't tell her about it at first.
Right.
I got her in the mood and everything.
Good move.
And then I told her I had to go to the bathroom real quick. So I went to the bathroom, got it all ready, stuck in my pocket, and I had my pants off at the time, so I just put my jeans down on the ground, and I slipped the vibrator under her bed.
Right, so, good.
So I got all ready, and I went down on her, and then as I was still going down on her, I slipped my hand under the bed, grabbed it, and rubbed it right on top of it.
Right.
Yeah. And I just took the pitching approach you told last night.
The what approach?
The pitching approach, just be like a pitch.
Oh, right. Change up, sliders, curves, spitball, fork ball. You got to work it all. Keep a little Vaseline under the bill of the cap. You know what I'm saying, RV?
I thought she was going to pass out. I've never experienced anything like that.
Thank you for that, RV.
Guys, whoever are listening... Look for Adam. For Adam.
Thank you, RV. Total vindication.
And Drew.
RV. Yeah.
Go with it, man. Go with it.
Go with it.
What's he telling me? Is that some kind of satanic message?
Go with it, brother.
Go with it, bro.
That's like street talk, you know? Yeah. I'm saying chill. Yeah. When I'm talking about what I, you know, let's say you're talking about the intestinal tract.
Right.
I don't jump in and hush you and tell you that's not the way it works.
He goes with it.
I go with it.
Go with it.
When I'm talking about...
God forbid if I use a word that has double intent, you guys jump all over that. You're not even listening to what the hell I'm saying.
Look, we're going with it.
When you start using big words, usually I'm just like staring at that socket on the wall.
I'm aware of that.
And when I'm talking about the vibrators, you go with it.
Yeah, instead of saying, where are we going here, guys?
Right.
Where are we going here, guys?
That's right.
Let's talk to Jane from Modesto. Jane, you're on Loveline.
Hi. I was like, okay, I'm kind of talking to this guy. We're kind of seeing each other, and I want to start a relationship with him. And we just kind of want to progress, you know. But I have this problem. I really like my marijuana.
and he really doesn't like it at all. So.
Are you a daily pot smoker?
Excuse me?
Are you a daily pot smoker?
No. Probably last time I did it was New Year's.
So you're just occasionally using it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like once a week or something. It's pretty close.
Do you have a family history of alcoholism?
No.
Okay. When you experience pot, is it like a superlative? Is it just a euphoric experience or just kind of, I like it, it's okay?
Well, and do you know what a superlative is?
In other words, do you love pot? You just love it?
Well, I like the way it tastes. I mean, the effect on me isn't too fun because I get really paranoid, but...
All right. So you're really not a marijuana addict,
no.
Right? You're just somebody who uses marijuana occasionally.
Yeah, and he
shouldn't be...
Stop without going through like rehab and all kinds of
stuff. You're not a marijuana addict.
You don't need rehab if you're not addicted
if you're
to
not
it.
You're not an addict. You're not an addict.
But I like it and I don't want to stop. But.
Well, but it's hard. You know, I'm making a, you know, I'm trying to make an assessment here in a very short period of time. But assuming that you're not an addict, and you just don't want somebody else telling you what you can and can't do, right? Is that really what you're saying? You just don't want to stop just because.
Well, she's being a little confusing because she's saying. I don't do it that much, but I really, really like it.
But she doesn't have.
But I don't like.
She doesn't have alcoholism in the family history. She doesn't love the drug, which is what most marijuana.
But hey, but wait.
But she has a potential loss here that she's incurring as a result of her continued use of the drug, and that's what I'm trying to determine here. Is it just that she's setting a limit? She doesn't want this guy to tell her what she has to do, and she just likes it, and she doesn't want to have to change who and what.
What is this guy in the DEA? She can't get stoned on the weekend without screwing up the relationship.
No. I think there must be something more to it. Maybe she acts a certain way.
He's very, very conservative. I mean, he's so different from me. And
do you like this guy?
Yeah, I do.
He doesn't want you to get stoned, okay?
Well, yeah.
She doesn't know that. Do you know that?
What?
Do you know he doesn't want you to get stoned?
I just found out.
He just told you.
Well, he didn't tell me. Someone else told me.
You really have to make a decision here. Is it more important to you to cling to the drug, or is this relationship something more important to you? If it's more important to you to continue to do things the way you please, you may lose this relationship. And you may be an addict. You just don't meet my sort of threshold criteria for addiction. And this may be the first in a series of losses that you'll suffer as a result of your relationship with substances. This may be more of an independence issue.
Oh, wait a minute, Drew. The first in a series of relationship? Because she gets...
No, losses.
Losses because she gets stoned once a week?
I don't think so, Adam. I'm just saying, in the spectrum of what could possibly be going on here, it's possible. I think it's just that she doesn't want to lose her independence. She doesn't want this guy telling her what she has to do, and that's just one of the things that she's clinging to.
I think the basis of a good relationship is being able to do whatever you want to do once a week. Then you give your partner their thing they get to do once a week.
Shalene from Tahoe.
Hi.
Hi.
I think that there's a pretty important point missed in that girl that wants the tattoo.
Which one? The abdominal one?
Yeah. 16-year-old, she is just like way too young, and I think she's completely missing the points of tattooing. It's supposed to be a form of self-expression. If she wants to be just some little teeny bopper fad, she should go back to the mall, buy a few more pairs of knee socks, a couple more Green Day albums, and give it a couple years to think about it.
Shalene, you know what? You're a geek.
Hey! Yeah.
Who are you? You don't even know. I mean, usually I would agree with this thing. Hey, shut up. Shut up for a second. Where are you to go off on this girl? How do you know it's not a form of self-expression for her? I know what you're saying. I know the people that you're talking about. But she didn't say anything like that. She was young and she wanted to get a tattoo.
She didn't even know what she wanted to get a tattoo of. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, and when I got my first tattoo, I was 17. I wasn't sure of what I wanted to do. So I went to a tattoo artist. I was very curious. And she did the smart thing. When you want to get your fresh tattoo, you ask questions. She didn't say, oh, I want to go get...
She wanted questions on the legalities of it, not the expression.
Let me come to Shalene's aid here. That I tend to agree that teenagers may think, in other words, may do things that they think would have thought better of as they get older. Lots of things.
Yeah, you don't give a rat's ass about expressing yourself once you turn like 28. Right. Am I right? No one cares. I wear my pajamas outside now. I don't care anymore.
Certainly, there may be things you do when you're younger that you regret, and having a permanent. You know, emblem on your body.
Yeah, but you always just get them covered up. I got plenty of tattoos I got covered up.
But I agree with Shalene that we shouldn't be encouraging young people to make these sort of irreversible kinds of...
Or at least encourage them to put a little bit more thought into
right,
it.
Or time, even more importantly.
I agree with you.
And that some, Shalene, I think some tattooing is sort of a... mutilation thing.
But no, it isn't.
Yeah, it's, some of it is.
What Chilean said is what most people that have been tattooed is. Tattoo is the ultimate form of self-expression. That is what a tattoo is.
Sometimes.
I agree.
How can it be something else except getting branded?
Well, but
I'm not one to chastise her. I have tattoos, too, but they're things that I've wanted for years, things that I waited to find the right artist for, things that mean things. Right.
Like what? What's your last tattoo?
My last tattoo, blood and honor across my lower back.
What's that? What's blood and honor?
It's,
words?
It's, yeah, it's personal. It's something that means something to me.
Blood
know?
And honor?
Yeah.
Explain.
Now, does it say blood or does it just say honor and there's some blood across it?
No, it says blood and honor in Old English.
Explain.
In Old English across your back, it says blood and honor.
Yeah. But it's something that's personable to me.
Now. Now it is.
What does it mean?
No, it's something that I've wanted actually since I was 14. What? I waited till I was 20 to
What does
get
it mean?
It's something personal to me. It's nothing that no one else what will really understand.
What does it mean? I'm just very curious. What does it
I
mean?
I don't want to get into that. It's,
she's
that's
being
something
deep.
That I don't need to get into. It's just something personal to me, something that I...
It's just something for a boyfriend to read while he's...
Look deep into this jingle. You are getting sleepy. Sleepy. Loveline will be right back. You will listen. You will listen. 98.5.
Very good. Did you want to read that letter? I'm telling you, this show gets more letters from people in prison.
I hadn't gotten through it, but
anything.
Yeah, this is from an inmate. He's in Tucson. He says it's on a good station out there, and he listens almost every night. And he had a question for Drew. Drew, my son was born a crack baby. He's now 7,
wow.
And I'm wondering. What I'm wondering is although I got real lucky.
That he's not really screwed up. Will he present behavior problems in the future? Possibly, but most crack babies that are going to have problems or usually having problems by the time they're in kindergarten and preschool. They don't keep up with their peers from a neurologic and psychological standpoint. So if he's keeping up at this point, there's a good chance he will continue to keep up.
So are you a crack baby if you can't discern whether you're a crack baby in infancy?
I think what he's saying is
his mother was in
mother
crack.
Was using crack, and they assumed it was a crack. You know, it's a crack baby if the mom was on crack, but he doesn't really have the syndrome of associated with cocaine exposure.
All right, so inmate Harris, register number 29295-008, unit SHU, Federal Corrections Institute. There is your answer. And you can sleep over at Drew's when you get paroled.
Right now, let's go to Yadira from Temecula. Yadira, you're on Loveline.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that I'm half black and half white.
Right.
And my boyfriend thinks I'm just, like, white.
What difference does that make? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Well, like, he, like, I don't think he agrees with, like, interracial... couples and stuff,
why
and he
that?
Doesn't know I'm black.
Your mom is black and dad is white?
My dad's black.
All right, I was just guessing. I had a 50-50 chance there. And you've told him this and he doesn't accept it?
No, she hasn't. She's hid it from
him. I haven't told him.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Maybe this will bring him into a more sort of appropriate appreciation of human beings and how race issues perhaps can be approached in a more appropriate, humane manner. I mean, if he gets to know you as you and has a connection to you, he'll realize that all those his preconceived notions about what races are all about suddenly may go away, may not have any meaning to him. I mean, you may have an opportunity to change somebody here.
How do you know? What has he said to you that's made, you know?
Like one time we watched the talk show, and, like, he was, like, back-mouthing, you know, like, why people should stay with their kind and stuff like that.
Well, why are you with this Hitler youth?
I don't know. Well, we've been going through stuff, and I don't know if I should stay with him because of this, but...
Well, maybe you shouldn't, but if you are able to hang in with it, maybe you can change him. And maybe, you know, he may change his ideas about these things just based on the fact that you're you, and he cares for you, and lo and behold, all of his crazy notions about, racism may just go away.
You don't look mulatto?
No.
You don't. You just look white.
Yeah.
So your dad's is light skinned.
It's not necessarily
he's
cute.
Fair. It's not?
He's fair skinned.
Well, fair is lying.
Dark, dark. Yeah. He's not. Yeah.
I would hope you'd hang in with it, because I think if he's somebody you care about, these are.
Well, why do you want to care about someone who has 15, these racist
because
views?
He's 15-year-old, and he's probably just parroting something he's heard from his family that is not really assimilated as his own yet. And here is an opportunity for him to really develop his own values separate from his parents that are perhaps a little more appropriate, let's say, and based on his experience. All right?
All right.
All right, good luck.
Louie, 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 Louie. Remember that song?
Jeff from Illinois, you're on Loveline. Jeff, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
You bunch of overpaid radio personalities, you're great.
Thank you.
Tell you what, I'm working in an adult bookstore, or whatever you want to call it, a porno store.
Sure.
And
a Jack Shack. Overpaid.
A who?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to say, to people that might happen to go and frequent these places, like to bring their own tissue.
Yeah, are you working counter or are you on mop patrol?
I'm working the counter. Screw that mop patrol.
Do they have doors on those stalls?
Yes, they do.
I thought there was some sort of regulation. You know, there was one out here, and they came in and took all the doors off them.
Right. I think they do that in Wisconsin now, too, or something like that. People complain all the time.
So what's the big selling movie right now, Jeff?
I guess anything with Jenna Jameson, if my opinion matters.
One of Adam's favorite.
I spoke to her on Friday. She won the young Starlet Award at the porn convention on Sunday.
Yeah, who did go to that?
I did.
That was it cool or what?
No, it was horrible. It was painful. I couldn't wait to get out of there. All those nude women running around, it was horrible.
I know, it's disgusting.
It was like the Hindenburg going down. Humanity.
You can always look for former winners of that award, because they're the ones with the stretch marks around their jaw area. Thanks for calling, Jeff. Let's talk to Angel from Stockton. Angel, you're on Loveline.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Angel.
Hey, I want to ask about getting tattoos over scars.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Well, I got, about 5-6 years ago, I mutilated myself. I used to cut my arm up, you know?
Right.
And now they're healed up. I got like 2-inch scars mm-hmm. all around my forearm. I was thinking about getting them covered up.
What's keloid, Drew? Because I'm just trying to remember what that word
overgrown
is.
Overgrown scars, hypertrophic scars, big thick.
Yeah. Does it stick
scars.
Out at all?
One or two that I didn't close up real good.
Yeah. You know the only thing I'm thinking of? I mean, if you had like a little cut or something, but I'm thinking, you know how scars kind of stick up?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be a really good area for them to do tattoos on. I don't know if it would
incorporate
take.
Incorporate it into the tattoo.
If it
somehow.
Would take. That's true, too.
Are they going across your arm like when someone tries to commit suicide?
Yeah.
Are they going long ways or are they going short ways?
They're not. They're about 2-inch scars along my forearm. And
so they're going from your wrist up to your elbow?
No.
They're going side to side?
Yeah, side to side.
Well, let's try to think of some things. Is this morbid? I don't know. Is this cruel?
A ladder,
railroad tracks. I was thinking of.
Right
I was thinking
Slayer.
Of that. What's that?
Right, Slayer. No, nothing. I'm just looking. I had a scar on my elbow.
You are
in
a weird mood over it.
Let's see. I'm drawing it out here. You could do maybe.
Right, the fact is, he needs to go talk to a good tattoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Not us.
All right. Well, I got caught up in that, Angel.
All right,
sorry.
Angel. I think that's a reasonable plan. I don't see any. Don't you think?
Ricky? Sure.
Okay.
Hey, hang tight. We're going to play commercials, and you're going to be part of the longest 10 minutes in radio history.
Hello. This is my dog. His name's Dave. Say. Roll over. Roll. Go.
Loveline will be right back. Stay.
On Loveline tomorrow, I forgot who we got.
Judy Tenuta.
Oh, Judy!
Now, is she okay?
You never been on with her?
No.
She's a good guest.
Jason is a good guest.
Did she bring her accordion?
Yes.
Usually. She will.
Last time she didn't. She kind of calmed down a little bit. And
I brought my organ. And let's end the show tonight. Let's talk to Gary from Minneapolis. Gary, you're on Loveline.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Gary, you've been with us the past 2 hours?
Yeah.
How are we doing?
I don't know.
You listen to the show a lot?
Oh, yeah.
So you could say not as good as usual, right?
No. Well, I hope I can cheer you guys up.
Gary,
I have a question.
Gary, let me say what you represent. I don't want to put pressure on you. But picture, look at it this way. We've gone through a whole playoff series. Let's do a baseball analogy. We have been hit at the plate. We've walked a couple of times. We've struck out the rest of the times.
Spit on by fans.
Spit on by fans. We are 0-19. You are our last time at the plate, Gary.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Minneapolis, Gary.
Let's hit a homer.
Okay. Well, I go to the University of Minnesota. And
Gophers.
I have a couple
of... Their team isn't called the Gophers, is it?
The Golden Gophers, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, a couple of football players, friends of mine, I live with them in a dorm, they kind of invited me for a little porno watching.
Right.
So we were sitting there watching a porno, and, you know, it's regular porno, you know. Not a big deal. Well, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, this girl is having an orgasm, and she ejaculates a lot.
Right.
We're talking like buckets here.
Yeah. A gusher.
Yeah, bad.
She's a gusher.
Yes, and
bad. No, good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've never seen anything like that. And for the last 3 days, we've been puzzling ourselves whether it's somebody thought it was just she was peeing or something.
All right, there are two possibilities. One is that it's called female orgasmic incontinence, in which case it is just peeing. There is such a thing. And then the other alternative is, and this is probably the more common thing.
And this is the one Ricky wants to hear.
That it's just a flood of relief from the glandular.
Dextromethorphan.
Right, from the fluid-producing glands in that area.
Now, are you into that, Ricky? Because you perk up every time the subject comes up, but I think there's a double-edged sword.
You know what? It's a big pat on the back. If a girl gushes, you did something right.
Right.
Or she's really drunk and she just lost control of her bladder. It could be either way.
Yeah, but if a girl really gushes, let's just say it's an orgasm.
Right.
The first time, it's nice. But after a while, I mean, if you're with her for a while, this could be troublesome.
Well, if it keeps on getting to be like every time you go to bed, you need a snorkel, that'd be a drag. But, like, you know, once, if it just happened, yeah.
Because I got to figure, if you do it, you do it, and you do it all the time. Right, Drew? Drew, stop pointing.
Not necessarily.
No.
No.
You're saying you could have this affliction, or you could be this way, and it could just happen like every harvest moon.
Both problems could be just sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, let's go to Golden, Colorado. You know what that's famous for.
Of course.
Golden, Colorado, Dave.
Up there is disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Dave, they'll shoot you in gold. They'll shoot you in Golden, Colorado for saying that.
What's going on?
I want to say hi to Anne. I wish she was on the air more.
Yeah, naked, huh?
Well, you can't see anybody on radio.
Dude, what do you think naked. Anne would look like? What do you think Anne looks like?
Probably average height.
Yeah.
Nice body.
Yeah.
Brunette. Mm-hmm. Brown
this
hair.
Week.
Yeah.
Am I close?
Oh, you're right on.
You're right on. Cool.
You're exactly it. Whatever you fantasize Anne to look like, dude, you're there.
Okay, my comment...
This is wild, too, huh?
Yeah.
And easy.
My comment was for that guy at the
top
of the show.
Well, he wouldn't be too far off. Yeah?
The guy was for the comment at the top of the show who had his date or his girlfriend throw up on him.
Right, right.
A few years back, before I married my wife, who this is the person that I'm talking about is my wife, but we weren't married at the time. We were out in front of her house, and, you know, I was getting ready to drop her off. And we were necking, and she threw up all over me. Got out of the car, ran inside, wouldn't call me. If the guy really cares about her, and he really wants to get back together with her, I flooded my girlfriend with flowers to tell her that, you know.
She flooded you with corn.
Yeah.
Is there a vomit flower?
What's that?
Is there an appropriate flower?
I mean, what is the right flower? I mean, like a rose, I love you.
Wait, white rose, yellow rose?
Right.
I used
brown rose.
Red roses and white carnations.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, she had eaten Italian food.
But I used red roses and, you know, white carnations, and it worked.
So, Dave, was this on the first date?
No, we'd been dating for about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So it was still new.
Dave, your wife must be very attractive.
Yeah.
Because some chick pukes on you and you start sending her flowers.
Well, let me say, and, but she only puked on Dave while they were kissing. Right. This other one puked while they were having oral sex, so he's going to have to, like, cut down a tree or something and bring it in there. I mean,
his dilemma is 100 times more than just kissing, but that's how I worked it out. Is, you know, she wouldn't call me, she wouldn't take my phone calls, so I just started sending her flowers.
So Dave, you're saying say it with flowers.
If he really wants to get together with the chick,
and just again he has to remember that for the woman it is even more embarrassing than it is for him.
Well, yeah, that's what you know. My wife and I, we still laugh about that today. And she was like, you know, if you would have just kept calling me, I'd have never said anything. But you kept sending me flowers, and it made me realize that you did, you liked me at least. You know, you still wanted to be with me, even though I threw up on you.
Well, you know, Dave could really do one of those De Beers Diamond commercials with this rap.
Right.
You know, we vomited. We're going to go back to the place where she first vomiting on me. She would vomit on you all over again.
Of course, this time I'm not going to suggest the dessert. But everybody, thanks for being a part of Loveline tonight. Remember, tomorrow we've got Judy Tenuta. If you would like to write to us here at Loveline, it's oh so easy. I give the email address, and then for those people that are in prison, you can write to us at P.O. Box 4345, Hollywood, California, 90078. If you want to write to Loveline on America Online, you can at LUV191, and that's at AOL. And if you just want to write to me, it's going to take a long time for me to answer the letters, but I'm going to be doing a newsletter and just telling everybody what's up with stuff in about a week or so. And that's at RIKIR, also on AOL. But I suggest really writing to LUV191. That's America Online's Loveline's address. Please join us tomorrow. Judy Tenuta will be our guest, and that'll wrap up this week on Loveline tomorrow. So on behalf of myself, Ricky Rackman,
Dr. Drew,
and Adam Carolla,
we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You have been listening to Loveline. The opinions expressed by Ricky Rackman, Dr. Drew, and